Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You always gotta start off with Rocky.
Yeah. It just gets you pumped and amped. Welcome to the Biggest Loser AfterBuzz show. This is season 16, woo-hoo, episode 4, called The Lottery. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You can catch me online at FitWithFallon or FitWithFallon.com. With me is my lovely co-host, Miss Morgan.
Yes, Morgan Martin, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MS underscore Morgan Martin.
AJ is not here, unfortunately, but she will be here next week, and she left some predictions for us.
Yes, so she did.
We'll let you know those predictions. They're pretty on point. Yeah. So, and you know she has the inside scoop as well. Now, what did you think of this week's episode?
I actually liked this week's episode. I'm a huge Damien fan, so I loved the fact that he was the one chosen from the lottery to actually get a chance to go home. And him going home, he was exactly how I pictured him to be, like super family man, this huge family, like all this type of support. You can tell he's like a great dad, great father, but I think if there was anybody to really go home and actually kill it, I just knew it would be Damien. So I'm not surprised at the results that he got.
I so agree with you. For you at home, if you happen to miss the episode, but you know, you're watching us now to get a recap. The lottery was kind of the challenge that happened today. What Allison Sweeney did was there was kind of like, you know, what is it called? The Powerball.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Powerball.
So it's kind of like the Powerball, and each ball in the machine had one of the contestants' name on it. So if your name got drawn, you did not have to go to the lottery, or you didn't have to get sent home. So the challenge was is that whoever's name stayed in the Powerball, you would end up having to go home for a week, which sounds great, right? And you get to go home with your trainer. But of course, this is Biggest Loser, so there's always a catch. You will have to kind of be the one man for your team. So when you have that week's weigh-in, you are the only person weighing in for your team. So that's a lot of weight on one person's shoulders.
It is, and it's so funny because I think it shows how fearful they are of going back home and having to do and live the lifestyle that they have while they're at the Biggest Loser camp. Because when I first heard that, when you first hear, okay, we get to go home for a week, my thought would be like, most of them would have been like, yes, I cannot wait. I miss my family. I miss my friends. But they were terrified because they know that going back home, they're going to have, you know, everything that they had to deal with before they got here. So not having the support, going back to their environment. So I was surprised at how many people were like, heck no, we do not want to go home.
Yeah. But, you know, like you said, I think Damien, he just stepped up to the plate. He's a Super Bowl champ. I think they actually thrive on that pressure.
Oh,
it kind of motivates them even more.
Yeah.
Now, Jesse, who is the Biggest Loser trainer for the blue team, you know, I know he needed something. He was kind of slacking. He wasn't really winning any challenges compared to Jen and Dolvet. So he needed something to highlight him and show the world, even Biggest Loser, hey, I got this. I was even worried for him because, you know, it was almost like his job on the line was on the line as the new trainer.
Yeah.
So for him to take Damien home and to really push him hard enough where at the weigh-in, he dropped double digits.
Yes. And 14 pounds.
Yes, 14 pounds where he was, you know, able to really help his team.
Yeah, and I love that moment because once you could tell he was so nervous. And this is what I love about this.
Like, these producers about to cut me from the show.
No,
you better lose that.
No, but I love it because it's like this, especially with this being the glory days and these being athletes, you totally see them in their element, like in that mindset of like, you know, I could just imagine him going into like Super Bowl mode of like, I'm doing this for my team. So it wasn't just about, okay, I have to do this for myself. But he was like, my team needs me. He's like, my coach is standing there. My team is right there. Like, they needed that. And the blue team really needed some type of, like, boost morale because they're losing people like flies.
Yes. And, you know, we've seen him in, you know, all his strength and his glory. You know, he lost a lot of weight on this challenge. But we also seen him in a weak moment as well. He opened up to Jesse about the loss of his mother and how he, you know, kind of regrets that he didn't tell his mom that he loved her enough. And, you know, I think everybody has a story, and he may have won a Super Bowl. He may have, you know, a beautiful family, but I think, you know, there's something that happens to you know, each of us in our lives that can kind of, you know, be an open wound that's not healed. And we definitely seen that when he started tearing up in this episode. So it was kind of not nice at what he was, you know, vulnerable over, but it was nice to see him open up. As far as all the characters on the show, I feel like he has it all. He has the personality. He has the drive. He has the story. He, you know, he connects with you. I connected with him. And this show was a tearjerker in many ways, not just with Damian, but with Mike as well. What did you think of Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mike, with Mike and Damian, I think I love Mike. And
I'm starting to really love Mike,
so
too.
Like, sad. I mean, it's...
They're just painting a beautiful picture with his story, but there's some genuineness. There, like, I don't really think it's rigged with him, but...
No, and I think you... When they talk about him being, like, the father figure, like, Rob breaking down about not having a hard time sending him home...
Okay, let me recap you on this.
Yeah, please do.
So, you know, each team weighed in, and it just so happened that Mike's team, which was the red team, Zolvitz team, they had to choose somebody to go home. So, you know, being the great man that Mike is, he stepped up and he told his team, listen, you guys are all like my children. He's kind of like the elder on the team.
Yeah.
And he, you know, having lost his son, they didn't really explain to what we are well, we're thinking it's, you know, maybe in the service because we've seen his son dressed up in the army fatigue.
Right.
But we'll have to find that out for you. But he lost his son a while ago. And, you know, it's still a sore spot for him. But he, in his mind, these are his children. Mm-hmm. You know, he's treating them just like he was treating, like if they were his son.
Yeah.
So he tells them, you know, I want you guys to pick me to go home. You guys all deserve to be here. You know, I'm going to be a leader, real leader, step up to the plate. Right. And, you know, he was willing to go home. And his numbers weren't bad. He was doing pretty good.
No,
you know?
I mean, he was one of the top. Like, he was very consistently losing those pounds. But you can tell he had such a heart for his team and that he knew that they needed to be there way more than he did.
But you know what? What makes that the reason? Like, why does he, like, I'm trying to think, is that notable or is that, or is that like lack of confidence?
I think
because he deserves to be there just like all of them. You guys watching, you know, tweet at us, comment.
Yeah, please do.
Let us know what you think. You know, was that noble of him doing, or do you think he shouldn't have offered that to the team?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's two sides of it. I saw, at first I was like, wow, that's really noble of him to like give his spot up. But then when I heard Rob sharing about him, about how much, you know, it meant to him that Mike would call him son and all these things, it's like, at the same time, they need a person like that on
the
team
exactly,
to motivate
be a
the team.
Leader.
And I was looking at some of the tweets and the people are, you know, tweeting Dovet and they're like, yo, like, what's going on with your team? And Dovet was like, look, if I had any say so, you know, the shock that I was when I saw, when I found out who was actually going to go home was, of course, they're not there when they taped that. So I'm kind of torn because, like, I understand Mike wanting to be the father and, you know, protect his children, but protecting your children from afar is a lot harder than protecting them when you're still in the trenches with them.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know what, he deserves this himself. Yeah. You know, he's been through a lot in his life and he earned his spot just like everybody else. I think it was noble, but in a way I feel like he's kind of sabotaging himself, you know, and I kind of happy that Bob brought him back.
Yeah, I honestly, I think he is, you know, everybody keeps changing when they go and they meet go back to Bob and they get that one last chance, but it keeps being a revolving door. They come and they go. But I predict that Mike is going to be somebody that's going to stick around for mm-hmm. a long time. And maybe that's why he went. Maybe he thinks that, you know what?
I'm going to prove everybody.
I'm going to prove that I can do it by myself.
Yeah, maybe that's it. AJ, she's not here, but she was tweeting us throughout the whole show.
We love you, AJ.
And she wanted us to let you guys know that her prediction is that Mike is going to take it all. Mm-hmm. And this is just one sign of what he's really going to do. Yeah. He's going to show up, you know, prove himself, get back into the game and be on top.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm a Mike. Mike and Damien are two of my favorites.
That's what I was going to say. Those are my two. Mike and Damien.
They're two of my favorites. But I think, too, because we understand why this is so important for mm-hmm. them. Like, we now see it with Damien because we got to know about his mom and we see his family life. We understand what is so important for Mike because we know about the loss of his son. And we don't really know some of those deep reasons mm-hmm. why behind some of the other mm-hmm. contestants, because it has to be more than just winning a contest.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel the same way with Emmy and
Chandra?
Chandra?
Honestly, I don't know. I wasn't sure who was gonna go, Emmy or Chandra. I don't really have a huge pull in either direction. The only reason I was gonna say Chandra is because she only lost 1 pound last week. Yeah. So she easily had a lot to make up, where Emmy, I think, lost about 4 or 5 the week before anyway.
Yeah.
So I was gonna go for Chandra, but not because I think she's that much stronger than Emmy. It's just kind of a toss up, honestly.
I think their personalities and their characters aren't that strong and that deep. And I feel like I think that has an effect on their motivation when it comes to working out. And I know, you know, Chandra, she did great this week. She's back at the Biggest Loser ranch again. Yeah. She lost enough weight. But her story or her personality is just not compelling enough for me. Like, she doesn't draw me in like Damien does or Mike does. Like, literally, I am watering up and I'm like, I'm not about to mess up my makeup. But their stories are that, you know, heartfelt. And I feel like here's this little girl who just doesn't want to be a big girl anymore. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's not enough. Like, I deserve to be, you know, they're pleading their way to Bob and they're telling him, oh, I deserve to be at the, but why?
Right.
Why? You need to, it just doesn't, you guys at home watching, let us know, does Chandra's story really touch you? She's back at the ranch with everybody else, but is she going to last there?
Right. And I mean, I think that's the case. I mean, with anything, I'm sure, you know, everybody watching, and I know whenever you're doing anything, especially when it comes to getting healthy or losing weight or whatever the case may be, if you're not passionate and driven enough, it's too easy to go back to the way that you used to be. So that's why I think the people that are excelling the most, like Damien, like Mike, like Scott, let's not forget about Scott, mm-hmm. people that are passionate and you really see it, Lori, mm-hmm. like that, those passionate people, they're the ones that are killing it. Like, they're in it to win it for sure.
Yeah, I so agree. Yeah. What did you think of Jen's team this week? We had some predictions from AJ last week. She predicted that the reason why they did, you know, not so good at the weigh-in with their numbers was because they were water loading. Now, water loading is, you know, 1 week you eat a lot of foods that have a high sodium intake. Mm-hmm. You're drinking a lot of water. So that way when you weigh in, you're actually heavier than what you are. Then the following week, you cut back. You kind of dehydrate yourself and you stop eating those foods with a lot of salt. That mm-hmm. way you have a bigger loss on the scale. And I think that's what we've seen this week.
Yeah, you know, honest, I hope not. I mean,
because that's what it looked like. Maybe I'm double digits for almost everybody on our team.
Yeah.
And we, you know, she likes strategy.
She, Jen is a strategist. Like, don't sleep on Jen. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to kick their butt, but she's also about strategy. I mean, we saw it last week in their challenge where everybody else was just pedaling along, but she has a game plan. And I actually like that about her, the fact that she does have that strategy, but I like it because you also see that she does really care about her team.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going to be a bulldog because we need to win. She's a bulldog because she wants to win, but there's also that care and concern for her team as well. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope that's not going on because I like Jen.
I do too. I just like the fact that, you know, she's new on the squad and she's a woman and she's representing.
She's showing up.
Exactly. Like, Jillian was the star of the show, but, you know, you producers, you guys did a good job with picking her. I feel like, you know, everybody's gravitating towards her, not just because she looks like Jillian, but she's, you know,
she's holding her own.
She's holding her own.
Yeah.
I agree.
She definitely is. And I think that, I mean, her team is excelling because of it. Mm-hmm. And I love their teamwork. They're working together. And I think there's no coincidence of why they're in the position that they are right now. Mm-hmm. Their white team's looking really strong.
Yeah. This week, it was actually a 1 hour episode instead of a 2 hour episode. So it kind of seemed quick.
It did. I felt like I blinked.
Wait, what else happened tonight?
I felt like I blinked and it was done.
Yeah. But it was... Maybe we'll see some more stuff next week. From the previews, it looks kind of interesting. It looks like they're zip lining across, you know, a high canyon. But yeah. Instead of being flung across, they need to literally pull themselves across.
Yeah, like as high as a 10-story building. So nice. That, and it, you know, just even watching it, like I'm, you know, just going into next week. I mean, Woody from the white team, he's the one white team player. Like, the white team is very strong. Mm-hmm. She's doing such a good job. But Jen keeps saying every week that she's a little concerned about Woody. She even started off the episode today saying, if there's anybody that cannot go home, it's Woody. Like, she's nervous about him. I think the team's a little nervous about him. Something's not clicking. And I know he has that drive. He has to. He's an athlete, you know? Mm-hmm. But something's not clicking. And it looks like next week there could be a little struggle for him.
Mm. And I mean, Jen, she's with him on a one-on-one basis with the rest of her team. So she probably really knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week we'll get to see more of that. Who is your favorite athlete on the team so far?
It's a tough pull. I mean, I like Scott. I like Scott's teamwork. Scott, he's the quarterback, football player, red team. Mm-hmm. So I like Scott. I like in terms of just his ability to really drive the team. But I don't know, hands down, I have to give it to Damian. I mean, I love everything about him. I love his drive. I love his push. You know, he's on the team with all women. So he's like holding it down for the guys. That's not easy.
Exactly. Because you know
how we are.
There's a lot of hormones running through. And yeah, I can definitely imagine. But yeah, we know he's a champion. I love Damian. But I'm starting to think Mike is, gonna take it all. Who do you think on the team, or I guess all the teams, has the most potential to take it all? And do you think anybody this season is going to go to the extreme that Rachel did last season? I was recently on Twitter and, you know, scrolling through, seeing what people are saying. And I came across this interview where this one lady was asking the trainers, you know, what happened with Rachel? Yeah. You know, what do you think about her weight loss? And do you think anybody... or contestant this season will go to that extreme. Now, Delvette, he had kind of mentioned, you know, there was nothing wrong with Rachel's weight loss. Right. I guess medically she was healthy. You know, people were having some concerns of anorexia, but he kind of explained, you know, she's a swimmer. She's an athlete and she pushed herself, you know, to her limit to lose the weight and she was fine. But the media took it out of context and they said she lost way too much weight. So this season, being that all the contestants are athletes, you know, who says that they won't go to that extreme again, pushing themselves? Because we definitely see that drive in a lot of them.
Yeah, I think, too, when even just looking back, you know, from last week when they showed their glory day pictures of like what they used to be, none of them were really that tiny.
Like, I agree.
Like very healthy, solid, strong.
They're frames,
athletes.
Yeah.
But none of them were like a swimmer's build could be a little bit of a different thing.
Agree.
So I see them taking it to the extreme in terms of like really killing it and pushing it to the max because they know how to drive in that way. But I don't see anybody getting to that small of a place because it looks like none of them had really been that tiny
in
before. Their build is different, you know?
I know Jesse, he is kind of like how Bob used to train and how Jillian used to train and the concept that he loves cardio. He's cardio driven. So I think if anybody was to lose like a lot of weight, if you were even to be concerned about like being unhealthy,
right,
it'd be somebody's probably from Jesse's team because he's doing the most cardio.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to see the most sculpted athletes from either Jen's team or Dolbet's team.
I mean, my prediction is definitely towards the end. I think we're going to see a lot of not just weight loss, but I think we're going to see a lot of like body full transformations, like body composition changing. So like a lot of body fat loss with muscle, which kind of sucks because I know weight is the name of the game here. Mm-hmm. So that's always a hard judge.
Yeah. So the body fat percentage will probably, be more of a thing that we'll have to pay attention to. But I'm excited to see them. Like, it will be nice to see, more, not healthy, but more kind of curvy because of the muscles. Yeah. I think
shape.
Yes. There'll be more shape this season, I believe. Now, it's interesting. Jen, she was an athlete herself. She was actually on, American Gladiator?
Yeah.
So we see her way of, coaching her team and her approach and her strategy have a total effect on her teammates. Dolbet, do we know anything about his past? All I know is that he's a great personality, great teeth, great smile.
And he looks good. Dolbet,
if you're watching, come on our show. We want to interview you.
But you know what? And we both predicted this last week that Dolbet was really going to like kick it up a notch. And like his team, they were really, you can see the camaraderie is changing. Mm. Like he was really in there with everybody. Like they're really upping it. So I really see the red team like, they're going to give the white team a run for their money. Yeah.
Dolbet is not going to let them.
Dolbet's not playing
around. Like, these new trainers, y'all ain't about to show me up on my show. He's like, I'm the Jillian now.
Right. Yeah. No. So he's stepping it up. Like, he's not playing around. So I see some big things next week.
I wonder what his background is, though. I wonder his body type. Not a wrestler. He could be a wrestler. I don't think he's a wrestler.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or you can just come here and tell us, Dolbet.
Yes, come here and tell us. What sports did you play? Because I think he was an athlete.
Yeah.
And Jesse, I don't know his back. I don't remember his background too much. But how are you feeling about his whole presence on the show? Are you feeling him? Are you liking him more than Jen? This episode, we got to see his training style more. We got to see him open up more. What are you? How are you feeling about him?
I'm kind of on the fence. What I do like about Jesse and what I think we really got to see today with Damian is his really getting in the inside of digging deep into the waters of like, all right, why are you really doing this? Okay, I'm going to use that to motivate you. And I think I love that in trainers when they can find that and pull it out.
Yeah.
But then when you pull it out, you have to be passionate enough.
What are you
going to
do with it?
Yeah, and that's what I'm missing from him. Like, and I want to like Jesse. Really like Jesse. I can see he's after it. But it's like if he can mix that like heart pull with like really pushing and driving even more, I think he would see more success from his team.
Yeah, I think kind of like it's Chandra, right?
Yeah.
Chandra and Emmy, it's not all there. They're not as passionate. Their characters aren't as, big. Yeah. I feel it's the same way with Jesse. I'm going to be honest. Nice guy, easy on the eyes, but he is not selling me. I feel like he's hosted a lot of shows like this that have to do with fitness and health. I feel like he should have more of a connection already with the audience, and it's not there. Even when we've seen him with Damian, like you said, he kind of felt like he was digging in there because the producers were kind of like, okay, and lines, go.
Yeah.
To me, it didn't feel as genuine, like, dude, tell me what's going on. I need to help you. Like, it just kind of felt kind of force-fed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because he may be still a little nervous. We're only a couple episodes in. But, like, you got to wake up.
Yeah.
You got to win us over, too.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that because even at the finale, I mean, at the final weigh-in, I almost felt like Damian gave more of a drive and a boost and like encouragement to his team that they won
exactly
than he did. So I was kind of like, yes, that's interesting.
You cannot have one of your team members, and you know, although he is a Super Bowl champion, but you can't have him out motivate and drive your team more than you. Like that's, if you look at Jen's team, if you look at Dole Vet's team, there's no personalities on those teams that are motivating their team more than themselves. So Jesse, you cannot let Damian motivate your team. I mean, it's great, you know, you have less work to do, but it doesn't look good on camera.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't.
You're kind of looking kind of...
I want to see him just, like, get mad in the weight room one day. Like,
and you know what? That's something that we used to see on, you know, the other seasons. We would see Jillian and Bob fight in the weight room, you know, because it was getting real. It's a competition. Yeah. I do not see that drive competition with Jesse. I know, you know, going to New York with Damian, he was like, you know, we have to win, but it just...
Yeah, it needed that extra something.
Yeah, we need a little more. You need to dig deeper, Jesse. Come on, find Jesse. Out what is driving you to be the the biggest loser, trainer, winner.
He said he was doing burpees in his heart or inside. That he was needs funny, to do burpees though. In real life.
On the outside.
We want to see the burpees.
Yes. That was
exuding out exuding, of your pores.
Maybe he's just an introvert. Maybe, you know.
Well, this isn't.
Yes. We need to. But that was funny, though. I tweeted it. I was like, I am doing burpees and jumping jacks on the inside.
But we want to see that on the outside.
There was actually a challenge that Allison Sweeney had tweeted about, you know, the Biggest Loser challenge, where they were going on Instagram challenging people to do, I think it was planks.
Planks.
And she kind of video recorded the producers of the show doing the planks. So I thought that was cute. They accepted the challenge.
I love it.
I don't want to do a challenge here. We're in heels.
Not today.
It's funny because we're both trainers and we were saying to each other, this is the only time we dress up. After Buzz gives us a reason to not wear our workout clothes.
Otherwise, workout clothes and gym shoes all day.
All day. Do you have any predictions?
Predictions? I mean, I think for... Oh, my favorite.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Next week, you know, I think that... I'm all about the underdogs, and I think the blue team right now is definitely the underdogs. And I think with Damian really kicking it up a notch, I see the blue team really stepping up, not quite making the cut, but I see the red team really taking over the white. I see the red team really moving forward, and I see Mike not going anywhere. Mike's not going anywhere. For a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm putting that out there.
I don't know how many episodes this is, but we'll pretty much see him, I think, in
Mike's
all the
gonna
episodes.
Go. Mike's gonna be hanging out with Bob for a really long time.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think that Mike, he...
But you can only hang out with him until the next weigh-in, until somebody else goes there, right? And then they go against each other.
Well, they go against each other. So I think that Mike's drive is going to keep him going, to keep outbeating even the new people that come
in. Yeah, but once you outbeat the person that comes in, you get shipped back to the ranch, right?
Everybody's been cycling. So they haven't really been able, so nobody's been stuck around long enough to be able to outbeat the next person.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because everybody keeps getting kicked out.
Wait, so does he go against Chandra, or is Chandra back in the camp? I thought she was back with the other Biggest Losers.
So Chandra now goes up against Mike. So Mike and Chandra go head to head. So if whoever loses the most, that's the person that gets to stay.
Okay.
So Chandra, we already know. I mean,
bye boo.
Yeah, sorry.
What is it? Bye Felicia.
Bye Felicia.
Bye Felicia.
Bye Sandra.
Yeah.
So Mike's gonna be.
What did you think about Emmy? Her kind of recap story. She said that, you know, after she got sent home, she was gonna make sure that she lost, you know, I think the 50 pounds and do a 5K with her children. And then when they showed the story, they showed her doing a mud run, her first 5K with her whole family
and a grandma,
including her mom, who is 75 years old.
That's awesome. I think I love stuff like that because it just shows. Yeah, okay, of course, we see them in their element at the Biggest Loser camp at the ranch. I mean, they have their trainers. They've got people protecting them.
You got food made for you.
You got food made for you, of
course. No temptation.
But when you go home, it's a whole nother story. And I think she's doing the smart thing by, the only way you're going to make it is if you have people around you that are going to be helping you and doing the exact same thing. So by getting her family on board is super smart to keep her on that journey.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her at the finale because I feel like she's signed herself up and her family for one 5K a month. Yeah. So she's going to drop some more pounds.
Yeah, hey, kudos to anybody that can do a 5K.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I think I've done, did I do a 5K? 5K is what, 3 miles?
Yeah.
I've done a 5K. I did the color run. That's
there
easy.
There you go. Mud run.
I've done a color run, but I want to do a mud run.
Do a mud run.
That looks cool. If we can find one, let's do a mud run. All right, you guys, my prediction, I didn't even give mine. I want Damien to win it all. I think Mike's going to win it all. Next episode, kind of like we've already talked about, Chandra's out, Mike's in, and hopefully AJ will be back
AJ. AfterBuzz
studio. All right, you guys, you can find me on Instagram at Fit with Fallon and Twitter. And make sure to head over to fitwithfallon.com to see all my latest fitness videos.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm Morgan Martin. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @MS_MorganMartin. And also check out dancefitwalk.com. Woo! It's an awesome fitness program. Come on out. We're doing it at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Nice.
Working it out.
I want to go.
Yeah, come.
Okay,
fun.
Maybe we'll see you guys there. But next week, make sure you see us here on AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.